You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. He is filling in for Kevin Hagelin, who is on his way to Germany to teach little kids how to play baseball and about Jesus.
So what about Jesus playing baseball?
It's a mission trip. I'm sure that he was a carpenter, so wooden bat.
If Jesus was a baseball player, me and my boy Ted Johnson used to do this all the time. If Jesus was a football player, what position would he play? And Ted always used to say middle linebacker. If Jesus was a baseball player, pitcher, he's obviously a starter, or a closer, what position would he play?
Shortstop.
Yeah.
Best athlete on the field, most capable.
Rangy.
Yeah. And, like, listen, I know center field has control over everybody.
Yeah,
but shortstop has command over pretty much the field.
Yeah.
So, or maybe catcher.
That's my pick.
Because you got to throw down runners. You got to call the game. You're a lot of intelligent work.
Yeah. He's the man with the plan.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is a good point.
True.
That is Alec Medford as well. You can hear frequently here on the KNC Masterpiece.
How would you feel about pitchers waving him off?
They wouldn't. They would know better. They would know better is what they'd learn pretty quickly. But he would forgive them, and that's the most important part.
That's right.
Lots of moves happening in the trade deadline, except for the Rangers have not made any of those moves as of yet. Now, my question to you is, how desperate are you? 877-881-1053. How desperate are you for the Rangers to make a move right now? If they don't make a move, do you throw your hands up in the air and say, that's it with this team?
You'd like them to. By the way, you were a newspaper reporter at one time, were you not? Okay, real quick, we have to correct, keep our journalistic integrity here on 105 The Fan and KNC Masterpiece. I incorrectly said that Evaldi pitched in the eighth inning. He did not. All right. So I'm going to blame it on the Victory Plus app because it was on the fritz last night. They were up 6-1. I went and did something, came back. Next thing you know, they were 6-3. I could have swore I heard him say Evaldi pitched into the eighth, but as I was wrong. We had a couple people texting the show and say, what the hell are you talking about? Evaldi did not pitch in the eighth, so shame on me. Self-correction. There you go. But no, to your point, would I be surprised? I just think you've kind of backed yourself into a corner because, like we said, I mean, they don't have any money. I think they're going to do something. I don't think you made all the, you didn't make the Dunning move and clear up $500,000 to not make a move. They're what, $6-$8 million somewhere in there underneath the tax threshold.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make a move of some kind. And at the very least, I think they'll do it just for the simple fact that to send a message to the locker room, right? Like, hey, look, boys, look, the locker room knows we just got to be better.
Yep.
Okay. We've dug ourselves in a little bit of a hole. Ken Rosenthal talked about this the other day on foul territory. But I think they're going to do something, and I'll just go ahead and say this. I would not be surprised, given the dearth of relief pitchers that are out there. I think Robert Garcia has kind of established himself as the closer. I really, really do. I think you can make do with the closers, with the bullpen help you have. I would say 6-1, half a dozen to another, I think you need to go get a bat.
Listen, this team has been putrid at times offensively.
Yes.
And one of the guys that you are relying heavily on this offseason to be a big-time bat has a, like, 140 batting average right now.
Your boy Jock?
Jock Peterson.
Jock Peterson?
Who, when we were at spring training.
More like Jock Strap Peterson.
When we were at spring training this year, we saw him lightly stretching, lightly going through drills.
Not on my baseball team.
And we were kind of giggling a little bit.
Mike was
kind of sitting there going, look at that guy.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's endearing because that's his personality. Well, it's okay whenever you're crushing. Whenever you are then you're like, well, you got to blame all the lack of preparation. And that's how it feels with him. And you're right. I think that they made some interesting things this year where Bochy's been like, I'll just grab a DH guy, and I'm going to grab one of these minor leaguers that's an outfielder and I'm going to put him in there. And granted, the Rangers have been very adamant. We've asked Chris Young, we've asked Bochy, what do you see with the DH? Is it the same as the old DH was where you just put the big guy with lots of power in there? And they're like, no, we need the DH to be a rotational player. And so that's how they view the DH. It's not, but it would be nice to have a Mitch Garver. Yesterday, Bochy told us that backup catcher is something that he would feel that they need. So I wonder if they can find another bat that could also DH as well. Another bat that's a catcher. Because when Higgy went down the other day, they were very short at that position.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I'll tell you what, he's swinging a hot bat anyway right now.
They've made moves now 3 years in a row, or 2 years in a row, at that position where they've said, when we got Austin Hedges right before they went on that World Series run, and then granted, not a great hitter, but somebody that was a clubhouse guy that could play the position.
And let me ask you this, because, look, 2023, I wasn't here yet. The one thing, that you know, from a baseball perspective, that everybody said was the Achilles heel of this baseball team going into the playoffs that year was the bullpen.
Yep.
All right? And the bullpen caught lightning in a bottle. And, a group that went from being like the Achilles heel went to being one of the strengths of the team, right? Mm-hmm. So my point in all that is this. You've got the best pitching coach in baseball, all right? You got Bochy, who has forgotten more about how to manage a lineup than most of us will ever know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm just saying, I think you've got enough talent already there. Unless if you get a Phil Maton, hey, great. He's been in high leverage situations before. He's got a World Series ring. He's been there, done that. He's a great setup guy. You can work with that. John Gray's going to get it together. All right. Robert Garcia has already shown ever since that slip up. I think it was against the Angels in that 10-game road trip that they had. He's been, 3-for-3? And I think he just tied Luke Jackson for the team lead in saves after last night's game. My point in all that is this. You can make hay and you can go on a run, as has already been shown, with the bullpen that you have right now.
Yeah. I think,
just worry about the bot.
I think,
and that you don't have it.
If you're in the playoffs, you're pretty much going with two pitchers. And
absolutely,
those two pitchers at that point in the season, they can go 7-8 innings.
Yeah.
Like they're protecting DeGrom through the season by saying you're going 81 pitches and you're done. 85.
Kamar and Jack can give you some long relief.
And they can give you long relief, and then you can turn when you need to. But those guys, those two pitchers right there, you're like, we're going to rock with them. So I see what you're saying, and that you shorten everything for the rest of your bullpen that you already have, and you feel better. Now, I want to add something to what you're saying about a bat, though.
Yeah.
The DH position.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Rangers is hitting 167 this year.
Wow. I'm no Peter Gammons, but that's not good.
With a 518 OPS, they only have 7 home runs out of that spot.
Mm.
And that's a spot where you expect...
No, you need power out of that.
Either you're hitting power, or you're hitting and getting on, and they're not doing anything. Yeah,
maybe you're not hitting them for a bunch of home runs, but at the very least, you're a threat to get on base in some form or fashion.
And so if you're looking through this lineup, that's the weakest spot in the lineup for sure, and they know it right now.
No, I would if
but I see what you're saying about the bullpen. You feel comfortable with it. But before this season, we were like, all right, who's closing?
Yeah.
As the season's gone along, Mike Maddux and company have worked, and they feel comfortable in a couple situations. And again, with some of these starters, they can go long.
No, right, and again, Robert Garcia is starting to sort of establish himself as that guy. Again, I don't want him more than an inning. Because after an inning, he's not the same guy, and we've seen it. And again, that's what happened in the Angels game, and I think there was another game before that that was similar to that, where he went in the second and then just kind of crapped the bed. That said, last night against the Braves, all right, high leverage situations, boom, shut him up, close him down, and that's exactly what he did. I think you can live to fight another day when it comes to the bullpen. You've got guys that will come playoff time, whether it's a lighter, whether it's a rocker, you can give you 2-3 innings if you do. You know, you got the Jacob Latts of the world, okay?
Yeah.
I got to believe
Jacob Latts is showing up for you this year.
I mean, is Tyler Mahle? I mean, I got to believe he's coming back at some point, right? I mean, whenever he comes back. Oh, by the way, Patrick Corbin is a guy who's won a World Series and knows what it's like in a high leverage situation and can give you a spot start if need be. So I'm less concerned about the pitching staff moving forward. I feel like the bullpen is starting to solidify itself and let Robert Garcia be that guy as far as the closer is concerned, but you need somebody with some pop.
From the 214, look at Seattle. We have to upgrade our bullpen in some way. Seattle and Anaheim got better yesterday. They changed their team for what they perceive as better yesterday. Seattle looks like for the first time in a long time, they're going for it.
Yeah.
I will say I'll believe it whenever they do it. That's been my saying with Seattle because they always let you down. From the 903, very desperate, need a bat and an arm. I do not think this team from the 817, as currently constructed, can compete for a World Series. They need bullpen help. Another bat would be great. And then from the 817, not desperate enough to part ways with a top five prospect or multiple top 15 prospects. Okay.
I would.
Go back up to the 817 as well, and that's the same person who says the farm system's already pretty thin and don't need to deplete it even more. That's where I think it's taking so long for the Rangers to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the clock gets closer to deadline time,
yeah,
teams will become, they'll back off of things that they want. Because if they really want to move a piece, they'll make concessions for it.
Absolutely.
Nolan Ryan a long time ago said, well, it's tough to make a trade in the middle of the season because teams know they have you over a barrel.
Yeah.
And then he said, then you try to make a trade in the offseason, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. So making trades is a difficult time. You really have to finesse it.
Right.
And I think Chris Young, the longer he waits in the day, the better it is for him. He's working deals. He doesn't want to give up Sebastian Walcott. He doesn't want to give up some of their other top prospects because they are pretty thin in the minor league system. They're still trying to develop that. But he knows he needs something. So he's saying, if I can wait and then say, all right, here's my offer, last minute, take it or leave it, boom, then we can get out of here with a piece that we like. That's what I'm feeling.
I don't doubt anything you just said. I just think, though, that you're playing a dangerous game when you do that.
You need it. I
don't disagree with anything any of those folks have said. I'm not saying you don't need a bullpen arm, just the simple fact that an extra arm is always a good thing, especially considering, like they alluded to, I mean, look, we already knew the AL wild card was going to be a dogfight.
Yep.
All right. And oh, by the way, you are now tied for third. You are in that third spot, and that's why this next series with the Seattle Mariners is going to be gargantuan. On top of that, now the AL West is stacked, all right? Because you know Dana Brown down in Houston is working the phone, all right? And Jim Crane has no problem, especially considering that this is a team that a lot of people thought were going to take a step back.
Yeah, I thought they'd flip and
in
rebuild.
2025, right? And so now they're like, all right, we're in the thick of things. Now, you know, half the team's, the Space City Cowboys, for crying out loud, because they've just been beaten up to death. But they're going to make a move. Dylan Cease might be a guy. He may not be. Who knows, considering that the Padres are going on.
Padres made some big moves today.
So, I don't know that it's going to be any kind of earth-shattering move, but all I'm saying is this. If you've got a chance to go get a difference maker, and I don't know who's left on the market that would qualify as that, again, outside of Sebastian Wilcott, now that Mason Miller's gone, I think everybody else is fair game.
I also don't know. I don't know where Spores is in the process of it all.
Exactly.
And maybe they know, and they're just like, we're waiting until later, and then he'll come in and he'll be fine. Maybe they know more about that process than we do for sure. So hopefully that's something they have in their mind as well. I love this from John Blake, former PR guy for the Rangers. Uh-huh. Actually, I think he's still with them. He's just kind of in that phase of transition of power, if you will. Peaceful. John Blake said it was 35 years ago today, 1990, that Nolan Ryan became the 20th pitcher to win 300 games with an 11-3 victory over at Milwaukee's County Stadium. Nolan Ryan threw 146 pitches in 7 2/3 frames with 8 strikeouts, his second try for number 300. He had an ND on July 25th at the Yankees, or against the Yankees at Arlington. He threw 146 pitches in 7 2/3, and a manager let him.
That's just inefficient. Like, I mean, how many? I mean, this guy couldn't put anybody out.
Oh, come on. Come on. He's this all-time strikeout.
What are we doing?
I don't know. That's the thing that I'd love to know. Did we have a number of his pitches that he threw in his career? Because I feel like
I know with the Mets, I want to say he pitched, or not with the Mets, but I know there was one game where he pitched like 198 or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And then came back the next game and threw like 140.
And that was, I mean, again, that's a different era.
You said what, 146?
146 pitches in 7 2/3 frames.
Okay.
And
so,
only 8 strikeouts.
So let's just put it this way. My man was averaging about 21 pitches an inning.
Jeez. And now, if you have 21 bonkers. Pitches in an inning, you're out in the next two innings.
Well, let's just let's go back to the other day. Kamar Rocker threw 92-4. So he was on that Nolan Ryan. He was on that Nolan Ryan track.
That little trajectory.
I got three left in me. We're only at 92.
I promise I can do this.
That's crazy.
So that's that right now. And again, it looks like Henry Mendez, outfielder is heading to the Twins. One additional player will go along with Mendez to the Twins from the Philadelphia Phillies. So more action going on around the league. Rangers still patiently waiting.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.